for the Purpose Critique Review, Positive Eyes, Everything Educational, Nonprofit for Us, Shining Squirrel Podcast proudly presents.
It's the Nerdlings Podcast, and we are continuing number two. This is the dissection of what we're doing of the Back to the Future soundtrack. Starting at soundtrack one and then movie two and movie three, just working our way to whatever comes up. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior host and nerdling.
And I'm Jersey Mike, your senior or nerdling director slash cultivator of this.
I said last podcast that I had an alternate version that we were going to play of the Lindsey Buckingham song called Time Bomb Town. I opened that file and it was not that song at all. It was actually Holiday Road.
Wow, I wonder when they caused this.
I don't know. It was one of those bootleg albums that I pulled down and opened, and it's like, oh, it doesn't exist. So there's no alternate version of Time Bomb Town. So anyway, let's get into track number three from the Back to the Future soundtrack. This is the movie one, and it's the Out of Time Orchestra. This is an orchestra song. The song is called Back to the Future. The orchestra is named after the license plate from the car, from the DeLorean, Out of Time. It's primarily done by Alan Silvestri. He was born March 26, 1950, of Italian grandparents who immigrated to the United States in 1909. And for you, Mr. Jersey Mike, he was born and raised in Teaneck, New Jersey.
Yeah, I think that's where my sister was born, and I was born in Jersey City. Wow, very close. Teaneck.
Teaneck. I'm from the West, so a Teaneck. So anyway, here is Out of Time. Here's Back to the Future, the Out of Time Orchestra.
Thank you.
That was Back to the Future, the orchestra version from track 3. And I'll tell you what, yeah, it was really orchestra. pretty cool. And it's amazing how they named it off of the license plate. Now, why would they do that?
It's a theme thing that's going here. Now, you know, I was saying that, you know, you can be a fan. You never liked classical music, if anybody ever asked you that. You know, the orchestra, the violins, the strings and everything. And then, you know, I'm talking like Bach and Beethoven, you know, that kind of thing. And then you listen to this and it's like, wow, I kind of like do like classical music. If anybody ever asked, do you like classical music? Yes, well like Bach, Beethoven, and Alan Silvestri. That's one of the things that's a point, because you think of movies. This is where I was hoping Greg would be here. Thank goodness they got other tracks, so it'll be along. But remember, like, Superman, the first Christopher Reeves movie, the intro music, Star Wars, you know, Darth Vader's March.
A lot of that has to do with symbols. I watch them do symbols on, like, the movies, like, when they...
Yes!
When they line it up to where they want to the one scene, bing, bing. It's amazing. A lot of orchestras have been in a lot of movies.
They are, and so... I wanted to do an extra track here. Here is the same track, Back to the Future, but it's done live, a live version. And I chose the Lisbon, Portugal Orchestra from 2014. If you want to watch it, link in the description. We'll be right back. 2014 Lisbon, Portugal Orchestra live version. That would be so cool to see, because they do it several times in different parts of the country where an orchestra will play all the music from like hot movies or, you know, the full Back to the Future soundtrack. And you could actually feel the sound waves. That would be so cool to experience that music live.
Like when I was in San Diego about 5 years ago, they had... every Thursday or Sunday, I forget, they actually had an outdoor movie theater right in the mall, right on the casino property, where they would turn around and you just put a blanket or sit out, and they would have actually movies. And you would hear all, like, the setup of all the stereo system and everything, and it makes you feel like you're right in the movies, like the outdoor movie theaters. It was amazing. I couldn't believe it.
Those are so cool. I mean, so parents, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, uncle, aunt, nerds, this is a chance to introduce your younger nerds to what live music is. Watch this video and see how many instruments you can identify. There's a French horn, an oboe, the violins, the string. There's unlimited in through there.
The drums, the cello, the clarinets, the French, like you said, French horns.
Flutes.
At band camp.
At band camp, yes. So, and then we were also talking about how the icon, you know, because so back, whenever you hear that music, you know, Back to the Future. It's like the first Christopher Reeves Superman movie. That theme song is well known. That's in your head. Star Wars. No, hands down. Star Wars all around.
It's just like when they're taking off and they put the garbage in the processor. Roads, where we're going, there are no roads. I mean, that's just,
yes,
like iconic.
Yes. And then there's movies that have happened and have come and gone that did not have a well-known... I mean, it was good. I mean, okay, music. But, okay, Marvel, Avengers, Endgame. It did not have a song, signature song, that you can tune into and say, boom, that was it. I don't know other than the Batman movies have had a one that has stuck around. I mean, Prince's Bat Dance is probably forgotten, but still remembered more so. So some movies have really, the James Bond ones, Greg, you're not here. The James Bond movies have good orchestrated music in the soundtrack, but there's just some that have them, some that don't.
Oh, when Duran Duran did A View to a Kill.
Oh, yes.
And then you have Madonna sang the song for Living Daylight, Die Another Day, whatever it was. Yes. I'm not good. Sorry about that. But, man, you know, they put some iconic music people in this Bond stuff. So what does that tell you? Music is like, wow, like this orchestra.
Yeah, because if you go back and watch these same scenes, which you can find some comparison on YouTube, you watch the scene without music or without the Foley artist who would do this, all the sound effects. Different, night and day different, how the music takes the emotion and the message that they're trying to convey. Just great, great way it works. All right, let's get into track number 4. This is Eric Clapton's song called Heaven is One Step Away. Now, here's the clip where you will remember it from. It's right where Marty has crashed back into 1985, leaving 1985, and you hear one lyric line being played on Red the Bum's radio. He's the guy that's passed out on the bench. Here it is.
That was pretty amazing.
So you hear one line from Eric Clapton's song, Heaven is One Step Away, from there. Let's talk about that song. It was recorded in 1985 from his... He's working at the time, he was working on the album Behind the Sun. Now here's some stuff about it that I never knew, I was looked into. If you go look at the Wikipedia page that's talking about Eric Clapton's sessions that he did for Behind the Sun, it's a mess. It's a disaster. Because I found out that Phil Collins was the producer for some of, for most of the tracks, for producing it for Eric Clapton. I'm thinking at the time, it's like, this is kind of cool. Phil Collins could be playing drums.
Oh, yeah.
It's never stated.
Singing backup vocals or something?
Yes, wow. Yes, that's the thing. And there's very few production notes. I finally found a page that showed on a 12-inch label from Discogs giving Phil Collins production credit. So I think Phil Collins is connected to Back to the Future, and also Donald Duck Dunn, who was one of the Blues Brothers.
Oh, wow.
To have a Phil Collins and a Donald Duck Dunn Blues Brothers, it's connected, spiderwebbed in there to the Back to the Future franchise.
And that reminds me of the other movie, Pretty in Pink, Long Duck Dong. That was the, oh my gosh, what do you call that student? Foreign exchange student that the grandparents turn around.
Oh,
and
yes.
Had, yes. Long Duck Dong.
What's hopping in, yes. Hot stuff? That one right there.
Yes.
That was the best part. I think everybody went around for the next 6 months at the time after graduation from school and going, oh, what's hopping in, hot stuff?
Yes. And it's not the hot sauce. It's served at the Chinese restaurant, hot stuff.
So here is Eric Clapton's Heaven is One Step Away, produced by Phil Collins. 99.99 positive it is Phil Collins playing drums. Here we go.
Step away.
Okay, now you've made a very good point. I've always thought maybe just Phil Collins is playing drums, but then you said maybe he's singing.
I can hear a little bit. I think we both could a little bit in there.
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Because there was... Okay, so Phil Collins produced all these songs. There was a song called Bad Love. Lyrics like, go heaven run, bad love. And they made a video for it. And Phil Collins is definitely singing on that song.
Oh, wow.
The music video they produce, it's primarily focused on Eric Clapton, but then they show Phil in the background, blurred out, all fuzzied out. You know it's Phil. And you listen to that song, and now listening to this song, Heaven is One Step Away, I am very sure that's Phil singing at least three times in the backup.
Yeah, it's like a Collins collage, just moving around here and there.
Yes.
Here and there, and just...
And you can tell it's his production because he's got that kind of calypso thing, got the upside-down barrel drums going on. So I think we should, for next time, and here's also... I'm not going to get too excited about it, but there's also a bootleg album out called Behind the Sun Sessions, which is supposed to be soundboard stuff of some of the stuff, alternate versions in the studio of what Eric Clapton was working on. Has two tracks on it, Heaven is One Step Away 1, Heaven is One Step Away 2. I've been trying to download it. I can't get it to download. I'm going to try, keep trying. But if anything, at least next time, in the podcast, we will download the song Bad Love, which I think is the title, got to look it up, that is Phil Collins and Eric Clapton together, for sure, and we'll compare them side by side.
You know what song I think we should just come off the fly and play going out here?
What?
Take Me Home.
That's perfect. Let's put it on there because it's got that same kind of calypso. You can do a little comparison for next time. Listen to this. See if what you think, and we'll talk about it. And one other fact I forgot to include. Lindsey Buckingham plays rhythm guitar on one of the songs from Behind the Sun, according to Wikipedia page. But again, that page is a mess.
I believe it. It's probably facts that aren't true and true facts that aren't true again.
You never know. So next time, we'll do it. And hopefully Greg will be here to compare notes with us.